Well, this is a fine how do you do?
How do you do, sir?
Here we are at the beginning of season 4 of Bells in the Battery, episode 71. And we're in the middle of some ocean somewhere after a helicopter crash.
Wish you could see we had this inflatable lifeboat on board.
Yeah, nice lifeboat.
Yeah, sir, it's a model K473 emergency lifeboat, sir.
Fine. Let's take roll and make sure everybody's here. Arnie?
I'm here.
Brad?
Right here, Mr. Brown.
And you, the pilot of the helicopter.
Friends unaccounted for, sir.
Geez, switch to decaf.
Well, we're stuck out here. I guess we can make the most of it. After all, I don't think there's ever been a drama where the entire action took place aboard a lifeboat. I think that
the movie Lifeboat, sir, 1944, directed by Alfred Hitchcock, starring Tallulah Bankhead and...
After all, I don't think there's ever been a drama where the entire action took place upon a lifeboat. So this is our opportunity to make podcasting history, guys. All we have to do now is survive under grueling circumstances, ever vigilantly looking out for...
Land!
Yes, for land, exactly. Hoping someday we see...
Land!
Yes, land, exactly. Anybody have a volleyball or something we can use
as... Land!
No, a volleyball.
Where?
I see.
You're right. You're right, right over there in the distance. An island.
It's a what?
An island.
You mean it's owned by the Apple people?
What do you mean owned by...
I have an iPhone and an iPod, and now you want me to have an island?
No, no. It's not a little I, capital L, land. It's
I don't know if I can afford
island.
It.
Island. I-S-L. Let's just row to it. Come on, everybody.
Okay.
Let's row.
How many gigs do you think it's
got? Never mind.
All right. Arnie, you are so weird. By the way, should we mention what happened to Miss Schmackelheimer?
Well, everybody that listened to the last episode should know about...
Mr. Bell, are you suggesting that people who listened to the last episode would actually have come back for this episode?
Okay, I see your point there. Yes, well, Miss Schmackelheimer bailed out of the helicopter before it crashed. Gee, I hope she's all right wherever she is. There, you think that covered everything?
A little weak, but sufficient, I suppose.
We made it! We're on the Apple Land!
Island!
No, we all land!
Will you look at this island, guys?
Wow.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, sure is.
Very pretty.
I wonder what kind of island this is.
Mr. Bell, look! Over here on the ground! Some apple cobbler.
And look, Mr. Bell, pound cake.
Here's some ice cream in various flavors.
Oh, and chocolate brownies.
Just as I suspected, this island is deserted. I think we need to explore around a little bit, guys. And
okay.
Alrighty.
As we do, let's think about what this island means to us.
Means to us?
Each of us personally, in our own souls.
This island represents a challenge. By having only the basic necessities, can we, as a group, as a team, work together to survive?
What a rotten deal! No lights, no phones, no motor cars, no PlayStation or Wii! Like Robinson Crusoe that I saw on TV!
This is an opportunity. A prime real estate opportunity!
All right, I think it's time that we started building some shelters here, because there's no telling how long we'll be here. At least this island seems to be pretty safe, and... Oh my gosh, what was that? It sounded like some mysterious, unearthly, giant killer being that cannot be described.
I'm sorry, that was me. I should have had those tacos for lunch.
Your description was right on the money, Mr. Bell.
Fine, look, let's just gather together sticks and logs and leaves and stuff and start building shelters.
I'm already taken care of, thank you very much.
Shelters from the elements, not tax shelters.
Oh, Arnie, get me some leaves and branches while you're over there, please.
First thing, Brad.
I guess I better stake out a claim for myself somewhere. Let's see, over here it should be... Great jumping country fried possum. Guys, come here, look at this, look at this.
Whoa, what is it,
Mr. Brown?
Look at that, it's some kind of black smoke.
Ooh.
What do you suppose this black smoke could mean?
Someone's trying to elect a new pope?
It looks like it's sentient.
It's what?
Sentient. It can think independently.
Unlike you, Brad.
Yeah, what?
It's looking for us.
But it has no eyes.
It's smoke, not a potato.
It could have some senses.
So it's a census taker?
What?
How can a slow, lumbering thing with no brain or conscience be a census taker?
Well, it was hired by the government.
Good point.
Yeah, I thought so.
No, wait. It's carrying something. It's coming this way carrying a basket. It's laying the basket down. Now it's going away. What could be in this basket? Come on, guys. Let's...
Huh?
Let's check it out.
After you.
There's a piece of cloth here. Let me lift it up.
Oh.
My.
It's a little tiny cloud of black smoke.
It's baby smoke.
Oh, isn't it cute? Can we keep it, Mr. Bell? Huh?
Yeah,
Can we keep it?
Guys, I don't know. I mean, it's baby smoke.
But we'll take care of it, really, we promise.
Yeah, when its diaper gets all sooty, we'll change it.
Yeah, and we'll take it out for a hover every hour.
And we'll play with it every single day.
Cross our hearts.
Oh, all right, but if I have to sweep up any cinders... out it goes.
Yay! All right. We got a baby smoke. We got a baby smoke.
All right, now go finish building your shelters, okay? We need to do that before nightfall.
Little Smokey's going to stay with me the first night.
Oh, no, he's staying with me.
He's staying with me.
Do I hear arguing?
No.
Never should have let him keep that baby smoke. What happens when it grows up and it stops being cute? I mean, really. I guess I should claim a spot right here. First, I'll dig me a nice foundation. Going to Mississippi. Gonna see Miss Liza. Going to Mississippi. What's that? Oh, there's something under here. But clean this off a bit. Oh, my goodness. It's metal. It's...
Brad! No. Brad, come here. Just a minute. I'm gonna show you something. Look at this.
What is it?
What do you make of this?
I don't know. What is it?
A door. A hatch.
What?
A door. A hatch.
You sound like a proud mama bird.
I mean that... there's a portal that could provide egress to a subterranean cavity that may hold sustenance for our nourishment. Open door, maybe find food.
Oh, let's do it then.
Okay, we need to find, I don't know, a crowbar or some sort of explosive.
Right here, sir.
Who are you?
I'm the pilot, sir. I swam to the island, sir. I have some C4.
Say what?
C4, sir.
I only see one.
There's only one, sir.
One.
C4, sir.
But I only see one. Brad.
Yes, sir. You only see one C4, sir.
He's doing that on purpose. Stay calm. Could you put that C4 on this hatch and let's blow it?
No, don't blow it. Do it right. Yes, sir. I'll attach the C4 to the hatch thusly. Sir, I will test the detonator thusly, sir. Now, everybody stand clear, sir.
Come on, Brad, let's back away.
Yeah, let's do that. Fire in the hole!
What fire? What hole? Let me look.
Brad!
Ow. Look at that. It blew the door completely off. In fact, where is the door? I don't see it anywhere.
Why is everybody stepping away from me? Are we telegraphing some sort of stupid gag where...
Ow! Well, you hit the nail on the head there, Brad.
So to speak, sir!
Let's do some exploring. Down the hatch.
I could use a drink.
Look at this, guys. Right under where the hatch was, there's a small chamber. Let me jump down into here. Wow, look at this. There's a tunnel that goes straight down with a metal ladder in it. Come here, guys, look at this.
Okay. Oh, wow, look at that. It really goes down there, doesn't it?
Yes, sir, indeed it does, sir. Go very far down, sir.
All right, I'll go down first. There could be all sorts of really interesting things to see down there.
Yeah, like giant spiders and creatures of the night. Things that'll rip your flesh off your bones.
Yeah, on second thought, I wouldn't want to claim all the glory. Brad, why don't you go on ahead first?
Oh, no, you go ahead.
No, really.
No, please, after you go right ahead. No, after you.
No, you go ahead.
I volunteer to go down first, sir.
That works for me.
Yep.
It's quite a ways down.
Yep. Yeah, more than I thought it would be.
Yep.
Going in the coal mine, going down, going in the coal mine. Whoop! I got it.
Can you see any light down there?
No, sir. No light down here, sir.
Okay.
Oh, boy. Should have brought my Game Boy.
I think I see some light down there.
Oh, is that light down there?
Yes, sir, there's light down here, sir.
Just a little bit longer.
I don't know if I can make it.
Here. We're coming.
Okay.
We're coming. Two more steps. Oh, we made it. Thanks.
Yeah, appreciate it, Arnie.
Very glad to help.
Arnie? How did you get down here?
I took the elevator.
Elevator?
I was taking Smokey Jr. out for a float. He can float all by himself now. He's growing so big.
Arnie, the elevator?
Yeah, okay. And we turned around the corner, and there was this elevator. So I pushed a button, boom, and the doors opened up, shoop, and we got inside. Me and Smokey. Smokey just flew right on. He's really getting good at that. And we pushed a button, boom, that said down, and we went down.
Arnie.
Down.
Arnie.
Down. You open up, and we come out, we heard you coming down, so I turned down the lights, and here you are.
Well, have you had a chance to look around? Can you figure out what this place is?
Oh, sure. This is the Karma Initiative.
What?
The Karma Initiative.
Wait. Just slow down one more time.
The Karma.
Karma.
Initiative.
Karma Initiative.
Yeah, that's right. The Karma Initiative.
Right. Well, how did you find this out? You barely beat us down here.
Well, because I watched this movie over here. You want to watch it real quick?
Well, I guess we... Sure.
Is the Karma Initiative. We are here to serve mankind in a way that can only be done on this island because of its particular properties. These properties include... which leads to excellent filmmaking. We will teach you more in the next movie. Coming this year.
What'd you say? Kind of movie?
Well, I don't think it'll ever make YouTube's top 10, but it was filled with mystery and intrigue, especially that part we couldn't understand.
Oh, I found this interesting room in here. Come on, let me show you. Come on, follow me. Look, you see this button right here? That button has to be pushed every 107 minutes or something terrible happens.
Does that mean that there's somebody down here who actually pushes that button every 107 minutes?
No, not exactly.
Look, according to the counter, there's less than 1 minute right now. Who is going to come and push this button?
The button pusher will come through that door right about now. Or now. Now would be a good time.
This terrible thing that happens, is it like in the immediate area? Should we be like departing quickly from whence we came?
I think it's more like end of the world kind of stuff.
Well, they're kind of cutting this close, Arnie. There's only a few seconds left here, and the violin player is getting pretty tired.
The door! It's opening!
Arnie? That's a chicken.
But a very well-trained chicken, Mr. Bell. Watch, there she goes towards the button.
That's the stupidest thing I've ever seen in my entire life. Our lives hinge on this trained chicken?
What were you expecting, a polar bear or something?
Just show me this elevator, Arnie, so we can get back to the surface and try to get rescued or something.
Right. I kind of like that chicken. It'd make a good warm-up back for the cow.
Oh, don't even think that, Brad.
No, there's nothing else. We're going back to the surface.
And I just think before we start solving any mysteries, we need to get our shelters finished so we can survive here. I've staked out this area, and Arnie, you're over there, and Brad?
Mr. Bell, that'll be $300 a month for your area, and Arnie, you've got the higher up one, you got $450
a month. Why do we owe you this money?
Well, yeah. When we landed here, Mr. Bell, I filled out these Uncharted Island claim forms claiming the property as my own, therefore, you owe me rent.
You carry around Uncharted Island claim forms to fill out just in case you wind up on an Uncharted Island?
Mock me if you will, Mr. Bell, but you're the one paying me rent, I'd like to point out.
He's got a point there.
I'll be in my office if anybody needs anything.
Arnie, I think we may have a problem here.
Yeah, how am I going to raise that kind of rent in the salary I get around here?
No, I mean Brad. I mean, he's... We just may have to take care of him.
Oh, we may have to take care of him,
yeah,
huh?
Take care of him.
Okay, but I'm the butler. You gotta be the maid.
Oh, all right.
Mr. Bell, great news. I've arranged to show some property on this island to some really rich clients.
How did you contact...
All of them are doctors. I figure doctors are the best clients because they've got all the money.
Okay, I can see that.
Now, they're going to come and look at the island, see if they want to buy property here. They'll be arriving one at a time.
Uh-huh.
I'm expecting the witch doctor from that famous song, do-do-do-do-do, and then Dr. No from the James Bond movie of the same name. But the first to arrive will be Doctor Who from British TV. You know, they call him the doctor.
Wait a second, I'm a little lost. Doctor Who?
Yes.
What?
That's his name.
Whose name?
Yes.
The doctor.
Doctor Who.
I'm asking you, Doctor Who.
You're not asking, you're telling.
Telling what?
No, telling who.
Who?
Yes.
So, what doctor will be in first?
Who?
The doctor.
Who?
The doctor that's in first.
That's who.
Then who will be in second?
No.
No what?
No who, it'll be no.
No doctor?
Doctor no.
Is a doctor coming in second?
Yes.
Will you tell me his name?
No.
Does he have a name?
Yes.
Will you tell me?
No.
I just want to know the doctor who's in second.
Who's in first?
I don't know which doctor's in first.
Which doctor's in third?
Who's in third?
Who's in first?
Can you please tell me the name of the doctor in second?
No.
Which doctor is in second?
Which doctor is in third?
Don't you know?
No's in second.
Who's in second?
Who's in first?
I don't know which doctor's in first.
Which doctor's in third?
Okay, wait, let's back up. Here's what I want to know. Doctor who is in first? Do we know the name of the doctor in second? And which doctor is third?
That's exactly right.
That's right?
Yes.
I don't even know what I'm talking about.
Relax, relax. You're doing fine.
Okay, that's it. No more talk about doctors. I have had my fill of doctors.
You've had your what?
My fill of doctors.
Oh, Dr. Phil is coming in tomorrow.
You see, Marty, I told you. I told you there are outsiders on the island.
Well, you're the only one who can still see straight, Bessie. What are we going to do about them?
They haven't figured out what's going on yet. And they haven't met the Masters.
Who are the Blasters?
Turn up your hearing aid, you old coot. I'm talking about the Masters. And I'm sure they're going to meet the Masters very soon.
Nice teaser, Bessie.
I still got it.
Hi there. I'm the last time, as you recall, announcer. 3 weeks have now passed on the mysterious island.
Boy, we've been here for quite a while, Arnie. How long do you think it's been?
I estimate it to be about 3 weeks last year,
Bill. Hold it. I already announced that part. You don't have to do that again.
Wait a minute. You're the last time, as you recall, announcer. You're not the narrator.
Well, I am the omniscient presence that gives information that the listener may not have.
But the listener was going to have it because we had a dramatic moment where I asked Arnie how long we've been here, which would explain...
No, you don't need that.
Which would explain how long we've been
here. Wait, everybody. Now, look, let's not get into a big hoopagagoo here. I think there's one easy way to settle this whole thing.
All right, Arnie, what is it?
Yes, what is it?
Mr. Announcer?
Yes.
Punch Mr. Bell in the nose.
All right.
What?
Ow!
What?
You...
Take this!
Uh-oh, look out for that cliff over there!
Whoa!
Arnie, why did you have him...
Well, it's been 3 weeks since we've been here, Mr. Bell. You know, it's pretty interesting.
Arnie, I'm talking
to... You know, it's pretty interesting.
You're sticking with the script, aren't you?
Do you know what's interesting?
All right. What's interesting, Arnie?
Well, it's Brad, Mr. Bell. You know how he's always kind of a wimpy little ne'er-do-well who never stood up to anybody and is always kind of weaselly?
Oh, yeah.
Well, it turns out since he got here, he's become a hunter.
Mm-hmm.
He's gone out and foraged all our food for us.
And if it weren't for Brad, we would have starved long ago, Arnie. In fact, I think I hear him coming through the forest now with his latest catch.
Hi-ho, my name is Brad, you know. Hi, everybody. I have gone out and I have killed me tonight's dinner with my bare hands.
Yeah, what is it this time?
Yeah, is it frogs or lizards?
Grubworms.
Grubworms?
All these grubworms had me on the ground, Mr. Bell. They were jumping on me and stomping on me and...
Grubworms don't have legs.
Crawling all over me and getting slime on my good shirt, and I finally persevered, though. And here, look, I have 4 grubworms. That's one for each of us and one to split for dessert.
Brad, we appreciate you going out and hunting all these animals for dinner, but don't you think you could find something a little larger?
Big grubworms?
Something other than a grubworm.
Well, there's lizards and frogs.
Something other than lizards. And look, how about some sort of animal, maybe a pig or something?
Gee, that'd be a good idea. I wonder if there are any wild boars on this island.
You want that one,
no,
Arnie?
No, it's too easy. Just let it pass.
But I did find something interesting, Mr. Bell. We are not alone on this island. There are others here.
Others?
Actually, mothers.
Mothers?
Yes, mothers.
How do you know they're mothers, Brad?
Well, they're wearing, you know, cotton dresses. They have kind of grayish hair. A lot of them are knitting. They complain about you walking on the floors in your muddy shoes. They want you to eat more.
Sounds like mothers to me.
Well, Brad, when did you see these mothers?
Right before I said, we are not alone on this island.
Wait a minute. You mean you saw them just a few seconds ago?
Yes, just as they were surrounding our camp.
Hello there.
Hey,
please don't move. As you can see, we're heavily armed. Bessie!
Mommy.
Everybody, hold your fire. What did I just say?
You said to fire.
I did not say to fire. Marty, put that down. I didn't say fire.
See?
Ceasefire! Ceasefire!
So you're all the mothers?
That's right, Junior.
You sound more like grandmothers.
Well, don't blame us if you can't do good mother voices.
What?
You're gonna have to prove that you're mothers.
All right, Four Eyes, you asked for it.
Close the window, shut the door. Don't track mud across the floor. Eat your veggies, put down that bat. Don't you tease a kitty cat. Brush your teeth, you're late for school. I'm the mother, I make the rules. While you're living in my house, you do what I say and shut your mouth. You be quiet, listen, mister. Don't you smack your little sister who started it. It matters not, I'm gonna stop it on the spot. Don't you talk with your mouth full. I'm the mother, I make the rules. While you're living in my house, you do what I say and shut your mouth. Don't waste power, shut the fridge. And if everybody else jumped off a bridge, tell me all. Don't be a snitch, go out and bring me and a switch. You know better than to touch those tools. I'm the mother, I make the rules. While you're living in my house, do what I say and shut your mouth. We're the mothers, we're the mothers, we're the mothers.
I guess you're the mothers.
They're the mothers.
They're the mothers.
Hey, 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 we're still singing here.
I don't hear any words being sung.
This is the bridge, you little twit. Don't you know anything about music?
Oh, well, no, I...
Now be quiet, we're about to sing again.
But...
I said hi.
Yes, ma'am. Blow your nose, don't talk to strangers. You can't join the Power Rangers. Don't get no sass, don't eat that bug. Who drank milk right from the jug? You think your parents are both fools? I'm the mother, I make the rules. While you're living in my house, do what I say and shut your mouth. Oh, and your tongue, don't pick your toes. You'll fill the sink with Oreos. There'll be no mother putty slinging. You behave while mother's singing. Yes, you're my precious little jewels, but I'm the mother and I make the rules. While you're living in my house, do what I say and shut your mouth. We're the mothers, we're here to stay. From now on, come what may, you'd best do just what we say.
Cookies.
I do.
All right, I'll accept that you're mothers, but what do you want from us?
Well, it's been so long since we've had anybody to take care of, and our maternal instincts are rising to the top. So can we please take care of you?
Well, I don't know.
Look, if you don't let us take care of you, we'll take care of you.
Oh, well, yes, that'll be fine then.
Oh, lovely. We've made some cookies. Oh, there's some lemonade.
Thank you, Strange Bill.
And is there anything else you need?
Yeah. Actually, I'd like to know what this place is and how you got to be here and what's going on.
We're the original employees of the Karma Initiative. It was discovered this island has certain properties that makes it perfect for just one thing.
Ooh, electromagnetic anomalies that can bend time and space, thereby being an axis between alternate realities and the source of limitless power?
Popping popcorn?
Yes, actually, you're right.
Ooh, I knew it, Mr. Bell. We're sitting on a nexus of electromagnetic streams, which allows...
No. I meant the popcorn thing. You pop popcorn here?
I was right.
Shut up.
We can take one of you to the masters where all will be explained.
Oh, well, guys, who wants to?
You?
I guess I'll go with you.
Delightful. Come on, let's go into the jungle.
Take big boy steps.
Yes, Mom.
Buddy.
Yes, Mom.
Gee, you think Mr. Bell will survive?
I don't know. But I'll scrounge up some lunch.
That's a good idea.
Well, we finally made it. Yeah. The masters are on the other side of this hatch. Oh. From here on, you must go alone.
Why?
Because your mothers told you so.
Oh, now goodbye.
Good luck.
Well, I guess there's no choice now but to open this hatch. First, I turn this big wheel. It's unlocked. Now to push it open. Fiddle with all sorts of scientific things and electronic stuff.
For the days when heroes were more eloquent and had a larger vocabulary.
Who's that? Who's there?
Oh, nice cliche. Why don't you throw him? Where am I?
Hey, look, buddy, I've had a tough day. I came here of my own accord. I'm cooperating, so just tell me. Where am I?
You are in the headquarters of me, the master of this unusual island.
But who are you?
Don't you know? I'm Rex Rutoralter.
You mean that evil super villain from episode 60?
Yes, I am he. He-R-M-I-M-E-R. It's me, and I rule this island.
Not so fast, Rutoralter.
Mr. Wizard.
That's right, Mr. Bell. I've escaped Homeland Security and the FBI and the CIA and all those other things to come here to rule this very unusual island. By the way, how's Billy?
Healing up.
Good.
Enough of this prattle. I rule this island.
No, I rule this island.
No, I rule this island.
No, actually, I rule this island.
All right, we both rule this island.
We both rule this island, which gets a little tricky sometimes.
How's that?
I want to use all the science that I've learned on this island to rule the world.
Uh-huh. And you, Rex?
I want to kill everybody.
So you see the problem we've got?
So
we've come up with a solution, a compromise, as you will. I rule the island every 15 seconds. Then he rules the island every 15 seconds.
Uh-huh. So who rules first?
We should flip a coin to see who rules first.
Why flip a coin when we've got Mr. Bell?
What?
Call it heads. Heads it is. Go right ahead. I'll set the clock.
When we discovered that this island was perfect for popping popcorn in huge amounts, I decided that I could destroy the world by covering it with layers and layers of popcorn. My plan is simplicity itself. First, I take an armadillo. Oh, all right, go ahead.
I figured if we could get everybody in the world to buy cheap, delicious popcorn, I could infuse it with a chemical that is a mind-control chemical. Then everybody would have to follow my every whim, and I would be ruler of the world. And the first thing that I would do is get a big box...
Have you no imagination? By popping all this popcorn, we can cover the world with it. And everybody will suffocate in popcorn. Delicious, butter-flavored popcorn. Oh, and I would get this armadillo, and I would...
Question, please, just before we continue. What is this about popcorn? Where is it? How does it pop? What do you mean?
Whose turn is it to talk?
It's my turn to talk.
Oh, all right, go ahead, explain it to him.
Start the clock. We have dumped tons and tons of unpopped popcorn into this chamber where every 107 minutes it pops up beautifully, and then we have to stop and refill it. In order to do this, a button has to be pushed every 107 minutes. Well, we didn't have...
We didn't have enough humans to do that, so we talked these mothers into training a chicken to push that button every 107 minutes. And it's a good thing, too, because if that button is not pushed every 107 minutes, we would be doomed, I tell you. We would be doomed. Oh, you got me in the middle of a doom.
Ah, too bad.
Let me finish my doom.
All right, finish it.
Doomed.
Thank you.
Start the clock. So we're constantly making boatloads and boatloads of popcorn. He wants to cover the world in it. I want to use it for mind control. In the meantime, we have all these mothers breathing down our necks, feeding us cookies, telling us not to talk with our mouths full. I tell you, it's just a huge load of...
That was a close one. So tell me, where do my friends and I fit into all of this?
Whose turn?
Your turn.
Oh, good. You are going to be our guinea pigs. Whatever plan we decide on, you're going to face that fate first.
Nice alliteration.
Thank you. So, we're going to send you back to your friends, and we will call you as soon as we are ready for you. I need one more.
I'm sorry, time's up.
Go back to your friends, Mr. Bell.
And prepare for your fate.
Okay, that was kind of extra creepy. Okay, guys, bye.
And could you close the door on your way out, please?
Oh, okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, right, whatever.
Brad, Arnie, oh, you're not going to believe this. I found out the whole secret of this place. You'll never guess who's in charge of it all.
What are you doing?
We're having some lunch, Mr. Bell. Arnie's trying to drown his sorrows.
His sorrows?
Mr. Bell, remember Smoke Jr., this black smoke that I adopted from the smoke that's on this island? And it grew up, and Mr. Bell, it started dating.
The smoke is dating?
I was hoping to find some nice neighborhood smoke to marry someday, but instead... It's going out with smoke from a trash fire.
Oh, Arnie, I don't
think... She's trash. Do you hear me, Mr. Bell? She's a trash fire. And my little Smokey's going out with her.
Tis a sad tale, Mr. Bell. That's why we're chowing down right now. You want some?
Oh, maybe in a minute, but first I gotta tell you, the Karma Initiative, they make karma corn, and they're either planning to take over the world or destroy the world with it.
I like karma corn.
Isn't it pronounced karma corn?
Where I come from is karma.
Karma.
Look, the point is, they're gonna use us as guinea pigs, so we gotta get out of here somehow, and we gotta get out fast.
Well, take it easy, Mr. Bell. Relax. Have some lunch.
Yeah, it's not like anything bad's gonna happen right away. Relax for a second.
All right, I gotta admit, that does look awful good.
What is it?
It's chicken.
Chicken?
Yeah, Brad made it.
You wouldn't believe it. I found a chicken.
Where?
In one of those rooms, through the hatch.
How long ago?
Well, I don't know. About an hour and a half?
Maybe a little longer.
Why do you ask?
Uh-oh. Guys, we gotta get out of here, like, right now.
Huh? Why?
Ooh, something smells good.
Guys, that's popcorn. That's tons and tons of popcorn popping.
Hey, it's snowing.
Jingle bells, jingle bells.
That's popcorn, guys. Look over there.
Oh, the White Cliffs of Dover?
No, it's a popcorn tidal wave.
And it's headed this way.
Run, guys. We have no choice. We gotta head toward the beach.
Miami Beach?
Genova Beach?
Just run.
Mickey Bell, there's another sound coming from in front of us.
Another popcorn tidal wave?
No, it's choppers.
False teeth?
Helicopters.
Look, they have U.S. Navy markings on them. We're being rescued.
Over here, gentlemen. All right, you men go over that way. You men go that way. Cover us.
Come on, guys. We get to ride in a helicopter.
No, that didn't turn out very well last time.
I don't want to leave my smoke behind us. You men.
Arnie, your smoke has to live its own life. Get in the helicopter.
Welcome aboard, gentlemen. What's all that white stuff all over the place?
Popcorn. No, not the song. Killer popcorn.
Hold on just a second. I got a message coming in.
Sir, we've rounded up a bunch of mothers here.
Watch your language, sailor. This is family friendly.
Oh, they're mothers, like moms.
Oh, load them up. Take them to safety.
Aye, sir.
Pilot, take off. This whole island's about to blow.
Gee, this is exciting.
Sure is.
You hope that music is public domain.
Shh. Hey, look down there. A speedboat. It's trying to get away from the island.
Gee, if only we could listen in somehow.
Try giving in more choke.
It doesn't need more choke.
I'm going to choke you in a second.
Let me do it.
I'm the scientist here. Oh, there it goes.
It's on it. I'll steer.
No, I'll steer.
No, I'll steer.
I think I should steer.
Whose turn is it?
I think it's my turn.
It's my turn.
No, it's my turn.
No, it's my turn.
No, it's my turn.
It's my turn.
Well, one of us had better decide to steer because there's a giant boulder in the water right ahead of us. That was just dandy.
Wow, that was pretty spectacular, tell you what.
Sir, I want to thank you and your men for rescuing us. That was a daring, well-planned mission, and I mean, we would have been doomed if it weren't for you.
Well, as much as I appreciate the accolades, young man, I didn't plan this particular venture. The pilot of this aircraft did.
Oh, well, in that case, excuse me. Thank you for rescuing us.
Sure, whatever. Look, you guys are cutting into my quality time with Paolo. We have the kind of relationship where we need a lot of FaceTime, so move it out, fellas. Chop, chop. Bye-bye. Bye-bye now.